Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
In Nazi-occupied Poland, 1940, 450,000 Jews were sent to the Warsaw Ghetto. Surrounded by the walls they were forced to build themselves, the Jews were isolated from the outside world. They faced extreme winter conditions, overcrowding, systematic starvation, rampant diseases, and relentless brutality from the Nazi regime. By 1942, hundreds of thousands of Jews were sent from the ghetto to the Treblinka extermination camp. Only around 60,000 remained within the ghetto, many being orphaned youth.
What's up, you two? Drill Sergeant here, and today is a really good day to bring up what's really going on in this country. It's a day to remember where we could be if we stopped fighting, and a very special PSA, public service announcement for you, a call to action, if you will, on doing something we need you to do to ensure that we're fighting as hard as we can to not repeat the mistakes of the past. And what I mean by mistakes of the past is today we honor April 19th, 1943, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. The Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, April 19th, 1943. And I'm going to read it here from Wikipedia. I've also checked a lot of sources on the Holocaust Encyclopedia, so I'm not just reading any Wikipedia, but this is the best description I've gotten. The Warsaw Ghetto Uprising was the 1943 act of Jewish resistance in the Warsaw Ghetto in German-occupied Poland during World War II, to oppose Nazi Germany's final effort to transport the remaining ghetto population to the gas chambers of the Majdanek and the Treblinka extermination camps. After the Gresackian Warsaw of summer 1942, in which more than a quarter of a million Jews were deported from the ghetto to Treblinka and murdered, the remaining Jews began to build bunkers and smuggle weapons and explosives into the ghetto. Left-wing Jewish combat organization ZOB and right-wing Jewish military union ZZW formed and began to train. A small resistance effort to another roundup in January 1943 was partially successful and spurred Polish resistance groups to support the Jewish in earnest. We gotta talk about that. There's a little bit more, but you get what was just said there. There was a small uprising once. This wasn't the major one we're talking about, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. But because they had a little bit of success, that little bit of success, right wing, left wing, all together fighting back, that little bit of success helped buoy the spirits of others who thought that it was impossible to fight back. And in doing so, I can tell you that the lives that were saved, the people who escaped, the people who were willing to help because of being buoyed by that partial success can never be counted in numbers. Only in hearts, minds, dreams, actions, history. The effect will not just be how many people survived or got away. The effect is what we learn from that. We never stop. And not only because we think that we can win, but even when we think we can't, what we do to the confidence and the morale of others is at hand, at risk, is in play. Let me finish up here. The uprising started on 19th of April when the ghetto refused to surrender to the police commander, SS Brigadfuhrer Jürgen Schlup. I'm guessing the best way I can pronounce it, who ordered the destruction of the ghetto block by block, ending on May 16th. A total of 13,000 Jews were killed, about half of them burned alive or suffocated. Stroop reported 110 German casualties, including 17 kills. I love it! Yay! The uprising was the largest single revolt by Jews During World War II, the Jews knew that victory was impossible and survival unlikely. Merrick Edelman, the last surviving ZOB commander who died in 2009, said their inspiration to fight was not to allow the Germans alone to pick the time and place of our deaths. According to the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, the uprising was one of the most significant occurrences in the history of the Jewish people. Here's the deal. We honor them. And there was many other days like this. We just chose to honor this one on this day. But number one, we know that some got out. We know that this guy, Merrick Edelman, got out. He was one of the commanders of these groups, these left or right wing groups that came together, that smuggled weapons, that told businesses to lend us your basement. Unfortunately, this time, the Germans decided to destroy everything, their own cities. But this is 1943. This is 10 years after all of this started, and there's no turning back. We're not there yet. There will come a time when the fascist baby orange monster, diaper-wearing booby pants, has so much power and has weakened the resistance so much that he would be willing to destroy entire cities, level them with bombs in order to get rid of a few brown people with tattoos. But right now, he doesn't have to. Right now, we have a chance to stop what's inevitably coming. You have to see it. If you don't see it, what Merrick Edelman was talking about with being the chooser, decider of their own time of death was because this is where the Germans were sending them on April 19th. Oh, one of those. Yeah, see, that one of them is a concentration camp in Germany where they murdered people for being different. And the other is America's very own concentration camp in El Salvador, where people will also be murdered, tested on, abused, discarded, where they're planning to build a whole lot more to put undesirables in. Brown tattooed people, next maybe Democrats, socialists, the Red Scare, communists among us. Get them, kill them. We don't do acts just because we think that they'll win, that they will succeed. We do them because they buoy the spirits of everyone around us, because they clog the system, because they make people aware, because they change minds, because they inspire resistance, even with the other side, the right wing, left wing. If you don't see where we're going, here it is. Does this look familiar? So my call to action may seem small, but it's not. I promise you, it is another inspiration for resistance. And the person on the other side of the phone call that I want you to make may just be inspired to actually do something. And if not, we will be written in history as saying no in 1933, as opposed to 1943, when it was too late. This is what I want you guys to do. Attorney General, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, there is a concerted effort to get her disbarred in Florida and in Washington, D.C. Okay? Their effort to get her disbarred in Florida and Washington, D.C. for ignoring the Supreme Court 9-0 ruling in regards to returning Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the United States from the death camp, from the concentration camp in El Salvador. Okay? Here's an image of what's being passed around. You don't have to be a resident of either one of those places to do this. Make the call. Make the call. Her bar number is 886-440. Pam Bondi, bar number 886-440. Washington, D.C. has an online form. Anywhere she can practice, file a complaint for going against a 9-0 SCOTUS ruling. And right here is what the website looks like for Florida. I'm going to have the link in the description. Right there is what it looks like for D.C. So you know you're in the right place. The link is also in the description. Go there, write, call. The people on the other side may do nothing or may be inspired. It doesn't matter. Our job is to do it. Will you do it? Will you make it a concerted effort? I think we can do this. This is just one of the tools in our fight against fascism. There's no such thing as, it's overwhelming, it won't work. Tell that to Warsaw. Tell that to the first few campaigns that started in January that had slightly a little bit more success than the others and started off an entire storm of insurgency where people who were seemingly on the other side joined in earnest because they were buoyed by somebody sacrificing a little extra, giving up a little bit more. It's our turn. It's our turn. Make the call, send the email, and remember why. It's only one tool. It's not the over with. It's not over with after that. But today we honor them. Today we honor those who fought back and lost their lives and those who made it out because of the fight. And also because, as Americans, we abhor this. At least we used to. Disbar Attorney General Pam Bondi. Leave a like, leave a comment, join the channel. We do members only lives. We haven't done one for a little bit, so I know you guys are waiting. We got another one coming, but we also have a Patreon. So we'll leave you that Patreon information right after this, and we're going to start doing Patreon lives too. So something for the members who join here, something for the Patreon members. All of it helps to fund the resistance, not just the channel. Hey, yeah, you. Before you click away to watch someone unbox a tactical toothbrush, let's talk about something real. Political Drain isn't just another content mill. We're a digital front in a very real war. Not with bullets, but with ideas, with action, and with solidarity. We pair urgent news with critical education. And we build community around actual resistance, not the hashtag kind. The kind that moves. But here's the thing. None of this is free. It isn't. Behind every video is time, labor, research, and some weird guy asking if we're going to pay the hosting bill. And yeah, some of that money goes to things we can't necessarily say out loud. If you know, you know. Let's just say our special ops aren't Call of Duty LARPers. They're people making real moves to protect, uplift, and organize. You're not just funding a channel. You're funding a resistance network in a world where capital still calls the shots. Unfortunately, in a system built on artificial scarcity, even mutual aid has a price tag. And if we want to grow, if we want to win, we need your help. We need your help. So if you've got even a few bucks to spare, toss it our way. It's not for ads. It's not for merch drops. But for people making moves in the shadows so others can do it in the light. It's just us and you. So fund the mission. Fund the fight. Fund the future. Because nobody's coming to save us. We save each other. That's how this works. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.